nothing left for me to figure out. I paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down.
Gentlemen, and welcome to the Thursday, May 31st, 2007 edition of The American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. And before I get into the show today, I have a special guest, Amy Branham, that is, she's an anti-war activist, a journalist. She's also a Gold Star mom that lost a son in the military, a friend of Cindy Sheehan's as well. I'm going to have her on today, talking to her for a while, but before I go into that, I want to take some time to make some announcements. Again, if you'd like a copy of Freedom to Fascism, simply email Bobby at freedom777@safe-mail.net. Again, that's freedom777@safe-mail.net. I got an email today from one of my listeners who was reminding me again about not buying any gas at Mobil or Exxon, and I announce that every day, which is don't buy any gas at Mobil or Exxon. And the reason is because they're the ones that basically everybody else falls in line with as far as regulating the gas prices. So if you want to try to do your part to keep the gas below $4 a gallon this summer, don't buy any gas at Mobil or Exxon. I want to take a few minutes and talk about the pledge drive again before the break. And I want to thank a few people. Dwayne in Nevada sent in $50. Thank you, Dwayne. Carol in Texas, $50. Thank you, Carol. MH in Illinois sent in $20. Thank you, MH. Cynthia in Illinois, $100. Thank you, Cynthia. Lester in Oregon, $100. Thank you, Lester. Doris in Massachusetts, $40. Fred in Massachusetts, $95. Ronald in Arizona, $25. And Dayton in Louisiana, $5. So I want to thank all of you. Personal thanks to all of you guys. We're catching up. There's some things to do. We're moving from this building, evidently the end of next month or thereabouts, and we're catching up, but we still need some help. So if you haven't already donated, please dig down and send us what you can and feel good about doing it. If you have already donated, you have some extra money, like as I said before, if you have a spare change jar, you have some money in the sofa, or you have some money in the backseat of the car, dig down, get it, and send it to Republic Broadcasting Network. You can click online at republicbroadcasting.org, click on PayPal, make a donation from $25 up to $1,000 if you'd like. You can mail us at 1015 South May Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can simply pick up the phone and call 800-724-2719. And that would be before 6, use extension 116. After 6, use extension 115. Talk to Julie or Sandra, pleasant ladies, lovely to talk to, and make your donation. We are coming back. We, as I said, can use some more help. We're not destitute by any stretch of the imagination. We're just coming from behind a little bit, okay? The people that have already donated, I want to put out a personal thank you to, because, your donations have gone very far as catching this network up. And you know what? We don't do this all the time. It's very rare. John does not like to get on and do pledge drives. He doesn't do it unless he absolutely has to. I believe the last time he did it was maybe a year ago. But at any rate, we don't do it unless we have to. We only did it because we had to. And you know what? It looks like it worked. So I want to, again, thank everybody for making their donations. We're not quite out of the woods yet, and we need a little bit more. But and just remember that you guys made it happen, okay? And we really do appreciate that. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me. I've got a special guest, Amy Branham, who's an anti-war activist, coming up. We're going to talk about the Iraq War a little bit. Take your calls. So we'll be back in 3 minutes. Stick with me. Michael Herzog again, The American Awakening. Be back in three.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. And I want to tell you, Amy Branham is a Gold Star mom. And for those of you who don't know what a Gold Star mom is, that is a mom who has lost a son in our military. And again, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, Amy's a journalist. She's an activist. I had given a report the other day regarding Cindy Sheehan exiting the movement. And Amy Branham is the reason why I was able to literally scoop everybody, and I'm talking about everybody in mainstream media, everybody in alternative media. I was the first one out with that report. Thank you to Amy Branham. Okay, without further ado, let's introduce Amy Branham. How are you, dear?
I'm good today. How are you today?
Oh, good. What's going on in your world, Amy? What's new and exciting going on here?
It's not raining in Houston.
You know, it's funny. I get up every morning, almost every morning, and it seems to be raining here in Round Rock. So I don't know. Is that typical for Texas?
Yeah, just stick away around a little while. The weather will change.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm one of those Phoenix guys that's used to getting up in the morning and the sun shining every day, you know.
Yeah.
They call it the VFR state for pilots because it's visual flight rules. At any rate, you know, I was perusing through here today, just, you know, searching the net and looking at articles, and I'm just appalled, Amy, at what I'm seeing here regarding our troops and what's going on over there and extending their tours and... I mean, it's just, where does this end? You know, what does an individual have to do, or a group of individuals have to do, to get somebody's attention to stop this insanity?
Well, you know, a lot of us are thinking that it's not gonna end until we hit the streets. You know, for the most part, this war has not affected mainstream America. It has not affected everybody like previous wars have, because we haven't had a draft. We haven't, any of us as a whole, had to sacrifice anything. You know, there were gas rations in, I believe it was World War II,
mm-hmm.
and food coupons and stuff like that. And everybody had to take a part in it. We don't in the Iraq War. It is just those soldiers, those people who have volunteered to serve their country and the families that this war is affecting.
Well, that's by design, though, because I'll tell mm-hmm. you, me being of the age where, you know, I went through Vietnam. I mean, I wasn't in the military, mm-hmm. but I was old enough to be in the military. And mm-hmm. Back then, and I can recall, and I think I might have mentioned this on a previous show, is that you saw, during the Vietnam War, you saw the dead soldiers coming home. Okay,
mm-hmm.
you saw
yeah.
it on mainstream news. You saw the mainstream news where the demonstrations were going on at all of the respective colleges across the country. You saw all this. And the powers that be have learned by this, and they've learned, you know, it's like out of sight, out of mind. The mainstream public thinks that they're supporting the troops simply by putting a little pink sticker on the back of their automobile, and that's not the case.
That's made in China.
Right.
Now, that's not the case. And there have been many, many demonstrations with hundreds of thousands of people that either go unreported or underreported in this nation.
Mm-hmm.
And you just don't hear about it.
Well, yeah, but you get 100,000 of the Mexican people together, and it'll be blasted all over the media. And they'll mm-hmm. have, you know, they'll hand out the American flags for them to hold up and shout. But when you have a demonstration regarding, you know, the war in Iraq, or in this case, the occupation, and they'll stick you in a free speech zone, and there won't be any reporting on it whatsoever.
Well, that's because you're unpatriotic if you don't support the troops.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what they tell us. And I think that's a bunch of baloney.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, I was perusing through. I was looking at Traveling Soldier online here. And what I wanted to do, since I've got you on today, is I wanted to take some time and read some of these, you know, comments and letters from some of these soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
This one's from a military mom, such as you were. Now, you had a son that passed away in the military.
Yes.
How many children do you have, Amy?
I have three.
You have three. Okay.
Two
now.
Living.
Okay, so the two that are living are not in the military, correct?
No, they're not.
All right. A quick letter here. My son called this morning. He's okay, but we really had a good conversation. A lot of it was about the increase in activity there. And when she says there, she's talking about Iraq. But he's starting to defy the officers. He refused to wear his flame suit on patrol this morning because he said, quote, a lot of good it does, unquote. We just lost four guys and they were wearing them. We just have them because of war profiteering. The government gives money to the companies who make this, and I won't say this, stuff, and say, oh, let's give it to the soldiers. Then we started talking about movies, and he refuses to watch anything related to 9/11. He said, Ma, did you watch the WTC movie yet? We have it here, and I won't watch that stuff because it gets everybody pissed off, and I'm getting tired of hearing that we should kill more people because of 9/11. He then said, Ma, by the year 2050, we will still be killing in the name of 9/11. Probably when I die and go to heaven, people will still be saying, let's kill because of 9/11. Enough with killing in the name of 9/11. I'll tell all my friends here that we should just move on and get over it. We aren't proving anything. And then she goes on to say that she almost fell out of bed, but he was able to talk freely because he was told to stay back from patrol because he wouldn't wear his flame suit. He said, I lost it. They said, well, how the hell do you lose it? He said, it disappeared. Then he said to me, so what are they going to do to me? Make me go to Iraq? I'm not taking part in any war profiteering. I was reading all about it in Newsweek last issue we got here. That's some stuff. At any rate, you know, it reminds me back during the end of the Vietnam War, it got to the point where there was so much demonstration going on out in the streets. There were so many bodies coming home in the planes. It got to the point where the soldiers themselves refused to obey orders and they refused to shoot. And at that point, ultimately, that's when the war came to an end.
There are soldiers who are refusing to go to war. And there are, and I'm not just talking about the ones that are AWOL. There are active duty soldiers who have applied for, what is it, redress?
redress of grievances?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And some of them are from places like West Point. They're active duty. They've been to Iraq. They're in Iraq or about to go to Iraq. Last I heard, there were about 2,000 of them signing this petition or this grievance, and I'd have to find the name of it.
Well,
there are soldiers, military, active duty out there that are refusing, that are airing their complaints publicly and trying to do something about it, but I don't think that there are enough of them.
I've gotten reports, and again, you know, as I mentioned yesterday on my show, I'm the rumor monger here. I've gotten reports, but I won't say that they're valid. I don't know. But I've heard rumor that there is up to 40,000 of our troops that have gone AWOL in Ireland, over in Canada, and so forth. Do you know anything about that?
I've heard the same thing, yeah. I know that there are many here in the United States that have. But nobody really keeps track of those numbers, or if they do, they don't. They don't publish it.
Mm-hmm. And again, you know, going back to Traveling Soldier Online, some of these, some of these soldiers here, I mean, there's quotes like, "I'd like to punch him in the gut. He treats us like we're not human. He acts like he's not destroying families." And he's talking about Donald Rumsfeld. And of course, that was before Rumsfeld was removed. Another one is, "The world keeps turning, and so does the fighting in Iraq. Yesterday, my soldier and friend was shot and killed. He is the first one in our platoon to be killed. His death has started an uproar of emotions in the platoon. No one understands why we are here and what our mission is. The war is lost. We aren't helping these people. We are just dying and getting injured." Sergeant Ryan Kaler. These go on and on and on and on. And I mean, if I wanted to sit here and read these, I could sit here and read them till midnight.
I get the same kind of letters in my email from soldiers, you know, telling me, "I don't know what we're doing here. Please keep it up. Bring us home. You know, do what you can." Because they really don't have a voice. You know, they're not supposed to speak out against the war. They're not supposed, you know, they're supposed to be there to be good little soldiers and just follow orders, and they're not supposed to speak out. They are now. It's called Appeal for Redress is what I was talking about earlier, where they can, it's an appeal for redress from the war in Iraq, and there's a website for it if you do a Google search.
Okay.
And you can pull it right up. And it says, "As a patriotic American proud to serve the nation in uniform, I respectfully urge my political leaders in Congress to support the prompt withdrawal of all American military forces and bases from Iraq. Staying in Iraq will not work and is not worth the price. It's time for U.S. troops to come home."
Well, now, tell me, and I don't want to spend too much time on this, but I want to touch on it lightly. I know that you're a friend of Cindy's, and Cindy basically bowed out of the movement here a few days ago. Do you support her in her position? Do you think that she gave up too soon? Do you feel the same frustration that she did? Because I know she's just been taken down the river here on being lambasted and pointed a finger at and called names. What is your position on it, Amy?
I support her wholeheartedly, and I think that she should have taken a step down a long time ago personally. And that's just because I know her and I know what she has personally experienced, not the stuff that you hear about publicly, but personally. She's gone through a lot, and I encouraged her a long time ago. You know, she can't save the world by herself, and neither can any of us. It's going to take all of us to end this war. It's going to take all of us hitting the streets. It's going to take all of us making phone calls and writing letters and talking about it to end the war, you know.
And as I said, it's the same thing that happened back during the Vietnam era, and I think that people don't realize. I mean, the mainstream. I'm not talking about people that listen to this network, because you know, God bless my listeners. They're awake. Most of them are awake. They know what's going on.
Yeah.
But the dumbed down, the mind numbed American public that, you know, spends their time drinking a six pack and watching American Idol on TV and watching Rush Limbaugh or listening to Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, they do not have a clue what's going on. They're getting fed disinformation, misinformation, blatant, outright lies, and they're believing it because it's too easy for them to live in denial, okay, and to not do anything about it. You know, so let's face it, if they can go down to Walmart, buy a sticker, throw it on the back of their car, and think they're supporting the troops, you know, that's the easy way out.
Yep.
Okay, listen, we got to take a break. Stick with me, dear. We'll be back in 3 minutes. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with my special guest, Amy Branham, CN3. Stick with me.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with my special guest, Amy Branham. What do you think of those Dixie Chicks there, Amy?
Oh, I love the Dixie Chicks.
Amy, for all the listeners out there, I read an article that she had written a couple weeks ago about the reasons why I play the Dixie Chicks. She couldn't have said it any more eloquently than I could have. As a matter of fact, she said it better than I did. But thank you so much for that. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Okay, back to what I was talking about. Let's see. The Vietnam era. And, we had all the demonstrations going on, and, you saw the body bags coming home, and people were just incensed about it. But the thing is that we live in a different age, and the media was a little bit more open then than it is now. It's much,
media,
much... Go ahead.
The media did a better job back then, but one of the reasons we don't see the body bags coming home is because of the president's mother, Barbara Bush. Because she said on an interview back in, 2004, 2005? I don't remember exactly when, that she didn't see any reason that we should see the bodies coming home from the war and that it disturbed her beautiful mind.
It disturbed her beautiful mind?
Yes. And that is not an exact quote, but yeah, that was what she said. And so you didn't see it anymore. In fact, it was illegal to, I believe it was illegal, to photograph these bodies coming home, these caskets, the flag-draped caskets. However, I did see on a show Sunday evening, I believe it was, They did it on 60 Minutes. They actually showed a flag-draped casket being unloaded out of a jet and being delivered to the family of the soldier that it belonged to.
Well, that's a first. Uh-huh. I mean, I've got so many articles. I knew you were coming on today, and I was just perusing through and, you know, looking at different things that are being written. But, you know, I mean, it's so unbelievable. They've got draft legislation that's been sitting, you know, lying dormant in Congress for quite some time. I believe, and I'm not 100% sure. I believe that it was endorsed by Kucinich as well as other. I could be wrong there, but the thing is that there's so much adversity to this war, and I think it's over 70% of the American public that are against it, and they want the troops pulled out of Iraq, and that's the reason why there was such a landslide in the elections last November.
Mm-hmm.
Yet when they stepped in, the Democrats won, and immediately when they moved in, and now it's off the table. Okay, impeachment's off the table. I mean, you know, they're all goose-stepping along the same path. I'm reading an article here, Amy, about they're extending the troops yet again.
Uh-huh. And they're sending some troops that have been classified as disabled and amputees back into active duty and in some cases back into Iraq.
Well, and again, that was my next comment, is that they're extending the troops for fourth and fifth tours. They're sending mm-hmm. wounded troops back. Now, you have to ask yourself, why are they doing this?
They're desperate, but I want to know who paid the Democrats off. the American people elected them on the term that they, you know, with the understanding that they would end the war in Iraq. That was the main platforms of the elections. And we worked hard for them. We really did. And I just feel like they turned their backs, every single one of them, they turned their backs on all of us. Well, with a few exceptions.
Well, let me ask you a question, Amy, because I haven't spoken to you a lot. I spoke to you a couple times off the air. I'm very short-lived. But in your political leanings, are you a Democrat?
No.
Okay, I was going to say.
I'm not Democrat. I'm not Republican. I don't have any party affiliation whatsoever.
Well, the only reason I asked you the question is because, you know, as far as RBN is concerned, as far as everybody that I know on this network, including myself, you know, both parties are controlled by a
mm-hmm.
higher power. And I was just trying to find out if you were, you know, leaning along those lines or not.
Oh, no. No. I hold them all to the same standard. I've never voted a straight ticket, although I am ashamed to admit I did vote for George Bush the first time.
No. That's not what I'm asking you. That's not what I'm asking you. I'm asking you if you believe that both parties are being controlled by a higher power.
No.
You don't believe that? Okay.
No.
Okay. So you believe that it's just, you know, the left-right paradigm and one of them is going to save us, right?
I believe that it's more about corporate greed and how much money they can get into their pocketbooks to be reelected and to pay their bills and stuff like that. You know, I think that they're all.
Well, let me ask you this question, Amy. What in your mind is the reason why? I know that, I mean, you obviously were an anti-war activist, but were you also participating in any Democratic campaigns thinking that, you know, Nancy Pelosi got in there and so forth, that they were going to, you know, start the impeachment proceedings on George Bush or, you know, make some efforts to stop the war funding? Or, I mean, is this what your belief was?
I didn't participate in any campaigns, but I did hope that they would, Nancy Pelosi would step up to the plate and start some proceedings, either for impeachment, to end the war, to do something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had been gridlocked. Our nation had been gridlocked for so long, and the Republicans just sending everything right through that George Bush wanted, pretty much, you know. And without any discussion, without any talk about the issues related to the war, without anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, listen, we got to take a break. That was a short segment. Stick with me. We'll be back in three,
okay?
And we'll continue this. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Amy Branham, a Gold Star mom. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, speaking to my special guest, Amy Branham, who is a Gold Star mom. She lost a son in the military. Amy, how old was your son?
Jeremy was 22.
22. And was he in the Army, Marines, or what?
He was in the Army Reserves, and he was going to college, about to finish up a computer degree, actually, when he was called to active duty. It was the week before Thanksgiving 2003. He turned 22 on his birthday, or his birthday was Thanksgiving Day that year. And we took him, my husband and I took him to report for active duty 2 days after his birthday.
And he was in the reserves. He joined the reserves while he was in college, or what?
No, he joined the reserves out of high school before 9/11.
Okay. So at the point of 9/11, he decided he was going to join the reserves after that? I mean, 9/11...
No, he joined before 9/11.
He joined before 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And so he joined with the idea that he was just going to do a stint, you know, on the weekends once a month or whatever for... was that his idea? Or what?
Well, he wanted to join... He wanted to be full-time. and they wouldn't take him because he had a GED and not a high school diploma at the time. They've changed those standards since then, but at the time, reserves was the only thing that he could do.
It seems, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And he wanted to go to college. He wanted to see the world. He wanted to. He joined for a lot of the same reasons that a lot of other kids do. You know, his dad and I couldn't afford to pay for college, but the military, you know, you serve your time, they'll help you pay for school.
Right. Well, it seems like they've changed a lot of rules as things go along. I've had Art Burnclough on my show in the past, who's he's an advocate, an activist for the veterans, and he tells me that these guys that are coming out of the military, they're tricking them into a 513 discharge. There's over 20,000 of them that they've literally cheated out of their benefits.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And so, you know, these people that are hanging the stickers on the back of their automobiles supposedly supporting the troops, our government is doing anything but supporting the troops, especially in light of them turning around and sending, extending the tours of these soldiers, as well as sending maimed and, you know, dismembered soldiers back into combat.
Yes.
However, I mean, think about this, though. Would you not agree that the reason that they are doing that is because the war is so, or the occupation, if you will, is so unpopular at this time? If they were to even, you know, talk of pushing this draft legislation through, I think then you would see all these people hit the streets.
Yeah, the legislation that Representative Murtha proposes. I think that if there was more serious talk of that, you would see people in the streets. You know, right now we can sit at home all nice and cozy and watching our American Idol and playing our video games and, you know, driving our SUVs, and it doesn't affect us. But if you have to worry about sending your only son or one of your daughters into war, then it does affect you. And for these younger kids, if they have to worry that they're going, you know, right now they're safe. They have no chance of going unless they join up. And even the ones that are joining up aren't joining fully aware of what's going on over there and the danger they're putting themselves in. I mean, you don't even hear about things like depleted uranium. You know, that's a big deal, and you don't hear about it.
No, I had a caller that called into one of my shows a couple of weeks ago, and she was telling me that she has a son that is in, he's either an Army or a Marine recruiter.
Mm-hmm.
And he woke up to find out not too long ago, and I can't remember how long, she said maybe 6 months or a year ago, mm-hmm. that this wasn't what they, you know, it was portrayed to be. Yet he's sitting in a position, he's locked into a position of being a recruiter for another 2 years or whatever, finding himself in a position of having to deceive these young, you know, high school students, if you will,
mm-hmm.
and trying to downplay the likelihood that they're going to be put in harm's way. Could you imagine being put into a position like that and being locked
in? I wouldn't do it. I'm sorry. You can lock me up, but I won't lie to people and send them over there to die or to get sick. No, I wouldn't do it. And these guys, they know the truth. You know, they know what's up over there. A lot of them have been there.
Well, there's a small percentage of them, and I'm sure you've, you know, you've seen it. I've seen some of these videos on the net, you know, YouTube and Google video and so forth, where some of these guys enjoy what they're doing. Some of these low mentality video game, you know, soldiers, the guys that have been playing the war video games before they ever went over there, some of them really enjoy it, and it's kind of, it's a distant thing for them.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, I want to say something, you know, right up front. I am not anti-military, and I'm not anti-war. I'm not a pacifist. I believe that there is a need to have a military, and I believe that there is a need from time to time for us to defend ourselves as a country. I fully support our troops. My father was in the Army. You know, he served his time in Vietnam. I was very proud of my son's service to our country and his desire to go to Iraq, even though he had misgivings as well, you know. And that being said, I think that we have to do what we can to support our troops. And how do you support the troops? What do? You know, it's more than just putting one of those magnetic ribbons on your car and driving away and feeling like you've done something good. How about raising some money to get them some body armor? How about sending them some care packages? You know, how about writing to them? How about finding out how their families are doing and helping them?
How about getting them home?
How about getting them home?
Well, I mean, that's the thing is that, let's face it, we were sent over there. These guys that are over there, and I don't know what the percentage is of them, Amy, that are aware that they were sent over there on a lie. There were no weapons of mass destruction. Saddam Hussein, yes, he was an evil man, but we put him in power. Okay,
yeah,
our CIA set him up and put him in power. Okay, so he was good for us as long as we needed him. But now that we don't need him anymore, he's expendable. The fact is that we were sent, you know, these guys were sent over there in harm's way on a lie, and by virtue of that, and they're still there. Okay,
and that's a pretty darn hard pill to swallow when you find out your kid died for a lie.
Well, and yeah, and if you think about it, you know. How many of them? I think there's what, according to the government statistics, there's like 3,500 or 3,454, something like that. I mean, I'm sitting here with an article in front of me right now that this troop surge, you know, quote, surge. And by the way, I watched the debates last week with McCain on there. Now, he's got a buzzword for the surge. He doesn't call it a surge. He calls it a, quote, strategy. Okay.
Oh, McCain's a fool.
Well, at any rate, okay, so there's a strategy here. You know, what the strategy is anybody's guess, but there's a strategy here, and this strategy, sending an additional 30-plus thousand troops over there, has cost us an additional 200 and some odd troops just since the end of March.
Yes.
Okay, so what kind of strategy is this, and what exactly is it that they're protecting? Now, they've got 14 military bases over there that they're building, or that they have built, and they are occupying. They have a green zone, which is a mini America inside of Baghdad, Iraq, which has McDonald's, Burger King, swimming pools, the whole nine yards. In other words, you can take mainstream America, you know, the epitome of America, stick it inside the green zone because you've got a little mini America right there. The rest of the territory is in a civil war. Okay, so the question is, what are they doing there? What are the reason for the bases? And if they say, remember some of these statements made like, well, when they step up, we'll step down.
Well, you know, our soldiers have accomplished their mission there. They accomplished that a long time ago, whatever it was, which changed from day to day.
Mm-hmm.
But they did accomplish the original mission. Iraq has had their elections. Saddam is gone. You know, they went in and they occupied the country. And they've accomplished their mission. It's time to bring them home. It's time to let the Iraq people run their country the way they want to run it.
Right. So my question to you is, in your mind, what are they doing there?
It's about money. Follow the money. It's about money and oil.
Well, it's about money, it's about oil, and it's about control. And
it's
the reason the reason that they're not leaving, I mean, you're not going to go over there and build these military bases on the premise that you're going to leave. They're already conducting covert operations in Iran. They've got these military bases strategically located. We had them in Arabia, Saudi Arabia. They didn't want us in there. So now we've got these bases over in Iraq, okay, and we're beating the war drums for Iran. So when they're talking about, yeah, when they step up, we'll step down, and, oh, yeah, well, there's no timeline for the troop withdrawal or whatever, that's the reason why. So, you know, with that in mind, there is no timeline for them coming home.
Oh, no. They don't ever plan to come home, and I wonder, how in the world are you going to keep it? What is the president's plan to keep up a presence in the Middle East with no draft? You know, the recruitment numbers for the military are, they're having a hard time meeting their criteria every month, their quota. You know, how are you going to sustain this? Our military is broken.
Right. You know? Well, that's, you know, when you ask, well, you know, how are they going to sustain this? And this is where I'm going with this, Amy, is, I mean, have you heard any of these reports of these Blackwater mercenaries that are being trained?
Oh, yeah, I've heard some of them.
Okay. And do you know how many there are that are currently trained and over there?
No, I don't.
All right, there's over 100,000.
Wow.
And there's three different locations here in the United States where these Blackwater mercenaries are being trained with money that's off the books, by the way. Okay, and you have to ask yourself the question, where did this money come from? If you followed, and I don't know whether you did or not, but in September 10th, 2001, Donald Rumsfeld got on national television and announced that there was $2.3 trillion missing from the Pentagon.
Yeah.
Okay, and Dov Zakheim was in control of that. Where did that money go? Okay, so, I mean, you tie this into, you know, George Bush bought 98,840 acres, I believe, in Paraguay.
And he sold his land in Crawford, or he's selling it.
Right, so what's that about? And why are there and why are there so many American troops down there that are basically living down there, and they're exempted from prosecution, war crimes prosecution? Why is that? And this is why I asked you the question a little while ago when I said, well, do you believe that there's a higher power controlling both these parties? And you said no. But and again, and that's, you know, I respect your opinion, you're entitled to it. However, when you when you start connecting the dots, like a lot of people have, including myself, you start saying, wait a minute. Okay, this isn't just happenstance, okay? There has to be something higher than George Bush or something higher than Hillary Clinton or something higher than the Democratic or the Republican Party pulling the strings on this issue, okay? So, you know, again, you're entitled to your opinion, and I'm not pointing a finger at you. You know, I'm just saying that, when you start connecting the dots on this, you may start to look at this in a different perspective. Okay, because there's, you know, let's take the Axis of Evil for an example,
mm-hmm.
right? Who is in the? Do you know who the Axis of Evil is?
Who is that? It was Iraq and
Iran, Syria, and Venezuela.
Yeah.
Okay, I believe North Korea's put into that mix.
Yeah.
But isn't it interesting that these same people that are quote in this, you know, so-called Axis of Evil are the same people that do not participate with the World Bank? Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you say, well, no, it's because of nuclear weapons. No, I'm sorry. North Korea has nuclear weapons. Well, why didn't we attack them? Okay. Iran or Iraq didn't have any nuclear weapons. We know that. So why are we in there? Afghanistan didn't have any nuclear weapons. Why are we in there? Iran is supposedly, you know, depending on who you listen to, some people, the CIA said they were 9 years away. Now all of a sudden they've stepped it up and they're only 2 years away, and then it's by next year. But they still don't have any nuclear weapons right now. So why are we in there? Then you go into, you know, you think about, well, wait a minute. You know, Iran basically outlawed the use of the American dollar for business in March mm-hmm. of this year. Malaysia followed suit 2 days later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why is that? I mean, have you thought about any of these things?
I've thought about a lot of these things, but I'm not sure what you're getting at as far as...
Well, what I'm getting at is that the, from my perspective, the Republican-Democratic paradigm, okay, that particular paradigm, left and mm-hmm. right, is just a cover. Okay, they're both working for the same people.
Ah, are you talking about the New World Order?
Right.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. All right. So then that's, again, you know, then you say, well, I don't believe in that. Okay.
I thought you were talking about some higher power like God.
And, oh, no.
God told George Bush to invade Iraq. I'm like, oh, no, please don't even go there, because if you do, we're going to have a whole nother battle on our hands.
Okay, so you are familiar with that, then.
Yes.
Oh, all right. Well, now we're back on the same page again.
We're back on the same page.
I thought you were in chapter 2 and I was in chapter 4 here. Okay. All right. Well, that makes me feel better.
Okay.
All right. So at any rate, yeah, as I go through here and I read some of these things, you know, we've got, let's see, what else have I got in here? You just said that. They're bringing more amputees back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So anything... I wanted to go into this Blackwater thing for a little bit. The Blackwater mercenaries are being paid tenfold as much as our troops are.
Yeah, they're being paid much more than our troops are. And how fair is that? They're doing the jobs, number one, and the people coming in from Halliburton. They're doing the jobs that our military used to do and getting paid, what, double, triple?
Actually, they're getting paid, I think it's the report that I read, they're getting paid $350 per day for the mercenary, okay, and depending on what his level of expertise is and what his mission is, $350 to $1,000 a day. Now, the guy that runs it, and I can't remember his name offhand, but the guy that set this thing up is getting $950 up to, I think, I don't know what it was, $1,800 a day per man.
Yeah.
Now, you multiply that times 100,000 at minimum, plus you look at all of the new recruits that they're training in three different locations that I know of in this country, and these guys aren't just Americans. They're people that are coming in from all over the world.
Yeah.
Then you have to ask yourself, where's this money coming from? Because it certainly isn't on the fiscal budget.
No, it's not on the budget, and we can't give our soldiers a raise.
Exactly. So, you know,
it's a private army. You know, they're raising this private army for who knows what reason. You know, it's control. They're dumbing us down. We could go on all day about all this stuff. You know, there's so much tied into it, and Iraq is just the jumping off point.
Mm-hmm. Well, in Iraq, it's not a war. It's an occupation.
Yes.
Okay.
I speak of it in terms of war because that's what the term that people that I generally, the audiences that I talk to and write to, understand. They don't accept it as an occupation. You got to work with them a little bit, soften them up a little bit before they'll accept that it's an occupation and start to see the truth.
But it extends farther than that because, you know, you had mentioned a few minutes ago depleted uranium. Now, I had a guest on last week, Dalia Wasfi, who has family over in Iraq.
Yeah.
And she was explaining to me the perils of which, you know, the Iraqi people face on a daily basis just in living with the lack of electricity, the lack of, you know, food. They have to buy bottled water. They have RO units, but the depleted uranium goes through that.
And who do they get their bottled water from?
Kuwait. Just a second. We've got to go to a break. We'll be back in three. This is Michael Herzog with my special guest, Amy Branham. We'll see you in a bit. Stick with us.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with my special guest, Amy Branham. This is a short segment coming up here. I've got about 5 minutes going up to the top of the hour. Amy, on the subject of depleted uranium, this extends, I mean, this affects everybody. I had Dahlia Wasfi on last week talking about, you know, it affects them over in Iraq. However, I have had callers to, not this show, but a show I was on in Phoenix, Arizona, that, a lady called in that had, they went to a church that had her husband and two other members of the church that went off to Iraq. And when they came home, not her husband, but the other two, their wives got pregnant, they had children, and both of the children were deformed.
Yeah, that's something that you don't hear about. In fact, I've talked to some people in the military who said, no, don't talk about that, don't talk about that. I don't know if it's they don't want to scare their wives, they don't want to, I don't know. But we need to inform the public, we need to get the word out that, you know, depleted uranium is a weapon of mass destruction. These soldiers are bringing it home on their clothes. They're exposing their families, but it also gets into our DNA, into their DNA. There is no cure for it. You can't do anything about it.
You're right. It's got a half-life of 4.5 billion years. And as Dahlia was mentioning, you know, last week, that her family over there, along with everybody, all the other members of the Iraqi society, if they can afford to, they buy bottled water. Now, they buy it. She told me I think they were buying it from Kuwait. Now, they may be buying it from Halliburton. I don't think they could afford to do that. But they have RO units over there. But the RO units, even though they distill the water or whatever it is that they do not take out the depleted uranium. The depleted uranium stays in there.
And think about this. The depleted uranium is in the dirt, in the sand. The wind blows. You know, that carries it up into the atmosphere. It encircles the world. What's it going to do to everybody? It's not just the people of Iraq. And my heart goes out to them. We should never have done this to them. It's not just our soldiers. It's not just their family. This affects every single one of us in the world.
And, when they come back home, You had mentioned, I wanted to point on this. You had mentioned that they say, well, don't talk about that. Well, think about it. You know, if you were a young wife whose husband had gone over to Iraq and you found out, if you had the opportunity to listen to Doug Rockey or Lauren Murray or, you know, any of these experts on it that know what depleted uranium is doing, and you found out that your husband is being exposed to that, what would that do to you?
I would be sick. Well, let's just add more stress to the already huge burden of sending a spouse off to war.
And this is a major decision. I mean, the women that are aware of it. Now, I'll go back. I was on a mainstream network back in Phoenix, Arizona, and I was broadcasting to an audience that literally, unlike RBN's audience, they didn't have a clue. As to what was going on. They were listening to, you know, Sean Hannity or mainstream news with Dan Rather or whatever.
Yeah.
They didn't have any idea what was going on. And I was broadcasting this out over the airwaves, and these people were calling me and basically calling me a tinfoil hat-wearing liar.
Do a Google search. If you don't believe us, do your own.
Hello? Did we lose her?
No, I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we lost you. You do a Google search and what?
Do a Google search. Find out for yourself.
Right. Just type in depleted uranium. And then you've got the other side of the coin where the government says the NIST report or whatever, you know, the RAND Corporation says you can put it on your pancakes in the morning. We've got to go to a break, top of the hour. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Amy Branham. I'll open up the phone lines after the top of the hour. Stick with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona,